Been a big weekend to Brady. G'day.
Morning, Millsy. Hey, Buzz.
Got a tale of two drivers today. Let's start with David Beckham.
Yes, David Beckham back in the news again for a driving situation. Let's just leave it at that. Reports emerging that he was seen driving a high-powered Bentley at Oxford Circus. So this is central London, slap bang in the heart of the city, about a mile away from the BBC. Get this. Driving a Bentley, and a member of the public, so not a police officer, a member of the public claims to have seen David Beckham on a mobile phone. It was not hands-free, and this member of the public decided to ring the police. They have looked at CCTV evidence, and apparently there is a letter of intention to prosecute going out to David Beckham. Now, this is just a few months after we last spoke about his driving, when he got away with a speeding offence on a technicality. Could he end up back before the courts for using a mobile phone? Very, very odd that a member of the public decided to dob him in. Yeah. But that is what's happened.
Yeah, it is unusual. One bloke that won't be going to court is Prince Philip.
Well, this is really interesting. They've decided not to prosecute Prince Philip. So the Crown Prosecution Service look at all of the evidence. They've had the file in from Norfolk Police. And they've decided that it is not in the public interest to prosecute Philip. Now, he's pushing 98. You'll remember last weekend he handed in the driving license, and they say they've weighed up all the information, they've looked at all the evidence, and they've decided that there is no public interest in prosecuting Prince Philip, but he won't be driving again. That's the end of the road, quite literally, for Philip. He is confined to passenger duties from now on.
Excellent work. All right, mate, have a great weekend, and we'll do it again on Monday.
Enjoy, boys. Have a great day.